There are signs that Apple may soon launch a search engine to compete against Google Search. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. SEOs have been noticing this increased activity from AppleBot, which is Apple's crawler. And in July, the company updated information about its crawler, as well as publishing information about its ranking factors. It also seems that Apple Search might not be using Google or Bing anymore in its results. So here are the details. So in July of this year, 2020, Apple updated its search ranking factors in its help documentation, and it included listing out the following. Rankings are influenced by aggregated user engagement with search results, relevancy and matching of search terms to web pages and topics and content, number and quality of links from other pages on the web, user location signals, approximate data, web page design characteristics. So it didn't say which of these factors has more weight in its rankings, but note that Apple is mentioning that it's watching click-through rate and pogo-sticking type user engagement factors when it comes to ranking terms. Apple also uses the content and topic of your pages for ranking. It also looks at links, user location, and design characteristics of that page, right? So I think this is interesting because Google says it doesn't use click-through rate in its rankings, but both Bing and AppleBot do. It also published information about AppleBot, how to verify the traffic via its user agent, and it has some expanded robot.txt rules. They also highlighted that they don't just crawl HTML, but they can also render pages with JavaScript. So back in June, Google was still powering Siri's web results. And at times it was using Bing, but now Spotlight Search on iOS and iPadOS 14 beta show up as Siri suggestions, allowing users to go straight to the sites, bypassing Google Search. And this move is possibly due to the European regulatory pressure that Apple is facing by using Google's results, which could force it to potentially need to use its own search engine. So if you're curious about Apple's search focus in a bit more detail, Bill Swalski has saved parts of a machine learning job description at Apple that kind of focuses on the different bits and pieces that are probably going to go into building out its search offering. And Bill's deconstruction of the Apple search patent is definitely a good read. I have a link to it on my website. So your tip for today related to AppleBot is the following. If you're on a CDN where you have to whitelist your bot IPs and user agents, I would recommend that you update that and make sure you add AppleBot. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.